B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go.
Hear it, Anthony.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Yeah, Paul.
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day.
You're wearing your mask.
I gotta get out, get me some of those rays.
Gonna get
everybody's smiling. Sunshine day. Yeah. Everybody's laughing.
Keep your distance.
Sunshine day.
Don't breathe.
Everybody seems
falling.
So happy today. It's a sunshine day.
Woo!
It's Wednesday usually, but because the game was pushed back, we pushed everything back. It's Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, also known as Sunshine.com, joining us on the Zoom, I presume. Are you there, Paulie Paul?
I am here, boys.
How you doing, Pip?
I'm doing well. You guys doing good?
We're doing good.
Excellent.
Have you been in the facility the last couple days?
I have.
So you're allowed, but the players aren't, so you've been allowed in?
Yeah, it's a totally different part of the building. We are not allowed anywhere near the... the parts of the facility that involve football in any way. So
yep.
Where the players are, the locker rooms, all the meeting rooms, the practice fields, obviously, all off limits to us. All the employees, not to bore you with all the details, but all the employees are broken up into different tiers. And we're in a tier that cannot interact at all with football.
The lowest tier.
Yeah. The least important.
So, right. So,
yeah,
I wouldn't let you in either.
Yeah, steerage.
You know, as they said on Titanic, the steerage.
Exactly. Steerage. Yeah. Steerage is
right.
Still open.
I wouldn't let you in, you filthy animal.
So what's your take, Paul, on the whole situation, man?
Yeah, it's obviously been a whirlwind the last few days, starting with Saturday morning when we found out about Cam. And certainly, I'd like to say it was stunning to find out about Gilmore, but it's not. I mean, once.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here we go.
Hear it, Anthony.
I think I'll go for a walk outside now. The summer sun's calling my name.
Yeah, Paul.
I hear you now. I just can't stay inside all day.
You're wearing your mask.
I gotta get out, get me some of those rays.
Gonna get
everybody's smiling. Sunshine day.
Yeah.
Everybody's laughing.
Keep your distance.
Sunshine day.
Don't breathe.
Everybody seems
falling.
So happy today. It's a sunshine day.
Woo!
It's Wednesday usually, but because the game was pushed back, we pushed everything back. It's Paul Perillo, Patriots.com, also known as Sunshine.com, joining us on the Zoom, I presume. Are you there, Paulie Paul?
I am here, boys.
How you doing, Pip?
I'm doing well. You guys doing good?
We're doing good.
Excellent.
Have you been in the facility the last couple days?
I have.
So you're allowed, but the players aren't, so you've been allowed in?
Yeah, it's a totally different part of the building. We are not allowed anywhere near the... the parts of the facility that involve football in any way. So
yep.
Where the players are, the locker rooms, all the meeting rooms, the practice fields, obviously, all off limits to us. All the employees, not to bore you with all the details, but all the employees are broken up into different tiers. And we're in a tier that cannot interact at all with football.
The lowest tier.
Yeah. The least important.
So, right. So,
yeah,
so
I wouldn't
least
let you
important.
In either.
Yeah, steerage.
As they said on Titanic,
open.
The steerage.
Exactly, steerage. Yeah. Steerage is
right.
Still open. I wouldn't let you in, you filthy animal.
So what's your take, Paul, on the whole situation, man?
Yeah, it's obviously been a whirlwind the last few days, starting with Saturday morning when we found out about Cam. And certainly, I'd like to say it was stunning to find out about Gilmore, but it's not. I mean, once you have a guy that tests positive, you have to expect more positives to come. And, to me, the only surprising thing would be if they got away with only three guys, the practice squad guy, Bill Murray, as well as Gilmore. I would consider the Patriots. I would consider ourselves lucky as an organization if that's all it is. But I'm still sort of expecting another shoe to drop. I was very pleasantly surprised this morning to wake up and read that there were no further positives based on yesterday's testing. So maybe they dodged a bullet here, but it's obviously been a pretty tense couple of days.
So, Paul, obviously it's a big difference between them and Tennessee, right? Which suggests, now you tell me, I think the protocols exist, Paul, not to prevent the virus from getting in, but prevent it from spreading when it does get in. So based on what you've seen and felt over there, do you feel like the Patriots have been on top of it and the Titans have not?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Tennessee, not to go all Belichick on you. You'll have to ask Tennessee about what their protocols are. But I do feel like the Patriots, right from the very top on down, have been on top of it. There's signage everywhere within the facility. There are masks everywhere. There's sanitizer everywhere. And obviously the players have strict protocols they need to follow, how they eat and, where they go, how they meet. They never meet as a team. There's a lot of virtual meetings when it requires the entire team. So I do think the Patriots have done what they can to sort of prevent it, and certainly done what they could since learning about it, maybe, to prevent it spreading. I agree with the way you phrased that, Maz, is, there's no way you can keep it off of your team completely, but you can keep it as best as you can from spreading. Now, like I said, I'm pleasantly surprised that it seems like as of right now, it's three guys, and, we'll see what happens going forward. But, the Tennessee thing, as a complete and total aside, the Tennessee thing, obviously it's ridiculous that the players went out and conducted some sort of practice, outside their facility. It certainly looks like the Titans are in a lot of hot water about this, both as an organization and the players themselves. But if you think back to last week, guys, when we were talking last Wednesday, there was a lot of talk about that Titans-Steelers game was going to get played. You guys were asking me if I thought it was fair that they were going to play. And I was telling you, I didn't think it was all that fair because they weren't allowed to practice. And obviously the players felt the same way. So if you're going to insist that the game is going to get played and you're not going to allow them to practice, you have to kind of expect them to do something like they did. And obviously it's gone horribly wrong there.
Murray, did you have something? I thought you were going to...
No, well, I just saw that Mike Florio is doing an interview at a station a buddy of mine works at down in Nashville, and he said that some in the league are saying the Titans concealed information from the NFL and the Vikings before going to Minnesota, and he believes that both Mike Vrabel and John Robinson, the GM there, are in jeopardy in terms of punishment.
Yeah, so like Florio's been rumbling, and Schefter, alluded to it too, that they're going to get hammered. Like, again, I think Florio said at one point today that it's going to make the Patriots' punishments look like parking tickets. Which
they probably should. They probably deserve it.
Why?
Well, if these kinds of things are true, and it certainly seems like there was at least a tacit understanding that the players were going to practice. There's some tie-in with John Robinson's
prep school.
Children's school where they practiced. I'm sorry, that's too much of a coincidence for me. I don't know all the details. Like I said, I'm not privy to everything that's gone on there, but it certainly seems like there were some corners cut in terms of the protocols, like Maz said. And I think if they get those kinds of sanctions, if they end up having to forfeit a game, I don't necessarily think that's out of line. And I think, to me, if you have to forfeit a game, that's the strongest punishment you could get.
Huge.
That would make anything the Patriots have gotten in the past look like a parking ticket.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why I think they should do it.
They're 3-0, right? I mean,
they're
a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, and so again, now you're bringing a potential loss of a bye into play because there's only one in the conference. But you want to send a message? Give them a loss.
Yeah, and I'll tell you one thing that I heard just sort of in passing, and this is not from anybody directly tied to football, but, just rumblings within the building today is, on that forfeit thing, is, the Titans would get a loss, but the Bills wouldn't necessarily get a win.
Ah, good point. Go ahead.
So that's another thing to keep in mind. I think they do want to try to punish a team that has done something wrong, but not reward someone just for the luck of the draw of having been the next team on their schedule. So that's where the whole some teams might not play 16 games. I threw this out there in our email this morning. I think they're sort of okay with going by winning percentage if it comes to that. I don't think they want that to happen, but I think they're prepared if they have to call it a game of forfeit to make it a loss for the offending team, but not necessarily a win for the opponent.
Paul, if they do make these teams forfeit, do they still have to pay the players?
Yeah, I think it's kind of nebulous inside the makeshift CBA they put together in August. You know, certainly if the game gets pushed back, they don't get paid that week. So in other words, as far as the way I understood it when I read it, the Steelers and the Titans didn't get paid last week. But they will get paid when they play that game, whatever it was, week 7 or week 8, whenever it's scheduled to play. It sort of doesn't really mention whether or not they get paid if the game isn't played at all. That wouldn't be fair to Buffalo, certainly, because they've done nothing to not play the game.
Right.
I think Chris Mortensen wrote something today, tweeted out something about, you know, guys with incentives. Stephon Diggs has roster bonuses that are pretty sizable. And if they only play 15 games and he's healthy for all 16,
so let me tell you, this
lose
is,
that. So there's a lot of different things at play.
So the player pay thing is a side topic to me. Back to the competitive balance of not giving Buffalo a win. This is exactly what I've talked about, which is so then I consider the season a fail, like an asterisk season. It's right. You know, that could have been a loss for Buffalo. Was it at Tennessee or is it at Buffalo? It really doesn't matter nowadays, but
right.
Either way.
The home teams, right now, I think the road teams actually have a winning record overall.
So,
but yeah, I mean, I know your point.
I mean, that could have been a loss for Buffalo, which means you're only a game behind in the division, not
sure.
Two games behind in the division. That can be a big difference. Usually, I mean, you really haven't run into this in the past, but usually divisions are determined by one or two games, or a bye is determined by one or two games. And now you're taking a potential loss off the board. If I'm Buffalo, I'm saying, no, we had this game.
Right. We were going to win it. Right. You know, look at the situation the Titans are in. They have, I think, 12 players now, 11 or 12 players that are positive. You know, and certainly you wouldn't think that some of those guys would be eligible to play if they played this week. So, yeah, I think if you're Buffalo, you're bummed out that you can't play this game. And now if you want to take it a step further, just the way the schedule lines up, they don't play until the following Thursday. And now they would have that whole time off. So rather than the short week heading into a Thursday night game, which by the way is against the Chiefs, they have, you know, a 10-day window to get ready for that game.
Right. It's like coming off a bye going into Thursday night.
Totally. The thing's already a mess.
Yeah, it is. I agree, Mike.
So I just think that, you know, the unfair thing was going to happen one way or the other. So, and I hear you. Ideally, I would like it equitable too. But,
this is why I don't want forfeitures.
I don't want to forfeit either.
Hammer the Titans some other way. You know, suspend Vrabel for the rest of the year. Whatever. Suspend Robinson. I mean, they've...
So actually, I think that's on the table. I'm following this thread of this interview that Florio's doing, and he said that some teams believe that Robinson and Vrabel are going to be bounced for a year.
Yeah, it's... I mean, Sean Payton lost it for a year, okay? Somehow Bill avoided anything, with his stuff, but there is precedent. So Florio never said that it would put the Saints... punishments make those look like parking tickets.
Right.
So, I mean, so do that. Don't take away a game because that impacts the Bills, that impacts the Patriots, that impacts the Chiefs. And it's like,
but no, you realize it's the same thing if they can't play the game.
Well, no. Put it on week 17, week 18,
right,
week 19.
I understand.
So tack it on at the end of the year. Keep the game.
Yeah.
That's in play too, Mike. A week 18 is definitely something. I know Schefter talked about that this morning. And again, through our email, that is something that I've heard is a strong possibility as well. But the problem is if it's the same team, it's Tennessee now. I mean, the week 18 is there. Okay. If we have to make up 4 or 5 games involving 10 teams, that's an easy solution. But what if Tennessee can't play 3 games? Then what do we do?
Yeah. See, that's my concern. Now look, the Tennessee game with Pittsburgh, right? That one's going to get made up in the middle of the year.
That's right.
But right, you could have a scenario where a team has to make up 3 games at the end of the year.
You can't do that.
The thing's going to get, you hope that doesn't happen is what it comes down to.
More on this with your calls. Couple open lines at 617-779-0985. The Patriots are also reportedly irritated by the NFL's approach to COVID-19. Since we have a high-ranking member of the organization on our show, we'll get direct response from the team on this. Are they, in fact, irritated? And are there rumblings of displeasure?
Only with you.
Rumblings of displeasure coming out of Foxborough, as Tommy Curran reported. And again, we'll do it with your calls right after this.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. And streaming anywhere you go. Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Felger Mass.
Okay, when you call and say two things, three things, you're going to have to wait for me to reach for a pen.
Number one.
And then I'm going to have to write it down.
Because they know how to build winning relationships.
I, for one, am not smart enough to keep two or three things in my head.
Felger Mass.
So we prefer just a single thought.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The NFL's gone over a number of alternative scenarios, and in a season of COVID, it very well may be forced to resort to one of those. And one of those that's come up, Greeny, is that the playoffs won't be based on a number of wins, as it has been every year that the NFL has existed. It could just simply be that it's based on win percentage, that if the Tennessee Titans go 10-3 this year, or whatever their record is, if their win percentage is better, they go to the playoffs. Again, it is not an ideal scenario, but we are not living in an ideal time where everything works out the way you'd like it to. And so let's see if they could play that game. Let's see how it figures out. Let's see if the NFL can collapse a week later on. Again, all options are on the table, the NFL says. They're going over all of them as we speak, and we'll ultimately see what they decide to do. But I think that in the end, with some of these positive tests, some of these facilities shutting down, some of these games being in jeopardy, and we're just now entering week five tonight, it may well be that the league has no choice but to make the playoffs based on win percentage.
To be clear, that means not everybody playing the same number of games.
So there's that piece we were just talking about. Paul Perillo has independently heard the same thing. That is on the table. Win percentage. Even uneven number of games, maybe even pushing week 18, week 19. I'm okay with week 18, 19. I don't want uneven number of games, and I don't want win percentage. I think that throws off the whole thing. There's just too many of these, you know, playoff teams and then byes that come down to, you know, like the third or fourth tiebreak. One game is huge.
Yeah, enormous.
I mean,
it's think of it as it's equivalent of 10 in a baseball season.
Right, especially as a division game or a conference game. Like, those things always come back, or a head-to-head. You know, again, Buffalo and Tennessee could be head-to-head for the number one seed or a home game or whatever. Like, that, those are huge ramifications.
Yeah, it's massive. It is. It's a big, big number. You're talking about, like, you know, 6.5% of the schedule or something.
Okay, meanwhile, Paul Perillo from Patriots.com with us. Tommy Curran wrote last night, rumblings of displeasure are coming from Foxborough. In the wake of the team's commute to Kansas City for Monday night's game with the Chiefs, his headline read that the Patriots are irritated by the NFL's approach to COVID-19. Paul, do the Patriots have a right to be irritated by the NFL's approach to this?
Yeah, I think they do. But I'm actually more focused on what's happening right now and moving forward through this weekend. I think that you could sort of look at what happened last weekend and say, yeah, by no means was it ideal. I don't think the NFL thought it was ideal either. But based on what they had for knowledge, I think they had, you know, and I didn't think the game should be played. You guys asked me that before. I didn't think that they should have played the game. You know, you guys asked me in relation to Tennessee-Pittsburgh because they didn't get a chance to practice, right? Well, the Patriots had a couple of days, you know, to make sure everybody was tested. And, you know, based on the information the NFL had, they had all negatives, and we all know the situation. It takes some time, and that's why I didn't think they should have played the game on Monday night, but they did. But moving forward, I just don't understand how teams are expected to play without preparing for them. And now this is Wednesday and Thursday. The facility has been closed. If you could tell me that they can get the facility open tomorrow, they can practice on Friday, practice on Saturday, hold a walkthrough on Sunday, and play the game Monday night again, I think that's something that could be doable. But I think it's another tall ask if you're asking a team to travel on the day of the game that they play on Monday and then come back the following Sunday without any practice time in between and play another game. Yeah, I wouldn't blame Bill Belichick and the rest of the team for being a little upset at that.
Well, let me ask you this. If it were Denver and they were in this spot and they had their starting quarterback test positive and their top defensive player test positive and they had to shut down practice midweek and the league still made him come out, would we be saying that's not fair? Would we be saying those were the rules that you agreed to and so we agreed to plow forward to every game we possibly could and so this is what we signed up for, we'll see you Sunday? Isn't that exactly what we'd be saying?
You're asking me what I'd be saying or what we'd be saying? Because I would be saying the same thing. I didn't think it was fair that Tennessee was expected to play it against Pittsburgh last week, and I said so here on last Wednesday.
No, this is true.
I don't think the teams that don't practice should be expected to play in the game while the other team is able to go through their normal, you know, preparations. Now, you can make the argument that it's their own fault that they weren't able to practice, but I think that we've all seen with this virus that, you know, it's not as easy to just point a finger and say, you got it because of this. And well, I don't know exactly why anybody has contracted the coronavirus, but what we do know is it's impacting teams. Now, if you can somehow safely, you know, isolate players, if it's Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore on the active 53-man roster, and you can safely practice and get ready for the game and play, by all means. I agree with your notion of, you know, plow through and play the games, as many as you can. But I'm not sure how you do that. You know, I think that people involved, and I think probably including some people involved with the Patriots, probably felt like it was they had it okay, you know, as they left for Kansas City Monday morning. And, you know, ultimately it's impossible to predict.
Well, no,
there's no way you can know.
I think the team's doing the right thing, but they can't control all 60 players for all 24 hours of all 7 days of every week. And so that's, I'm not blaming the team, but they are responsible for the actions of their players. And I do think, Paul, by this juncture of the pandemic, okay, this isn't last March when we didn't really know what the hell, but now we do. And if you're careful, it's kind of hard to get if you're careful. Okay, and that's not 100%, so there's still bad luck out there. It still can happen. But for the most part, if you take the right measures, you're going to be okay. And so I think that anyone, you know, individual that gets it at this stage, I think it's fair to ask, well, what were you doing? Did you let your guard down a little bit? And if that's okay. The case,
I think that is fair.
Then Mike, the team is fair. The team is, and you know, somewhere down the line, they're responsible for their players.
But look, you know, okay, so and I'm going to preface this by saying I have absolutely no idea how Cam Newton came down with it. Okay. But let's say for argument's sake that the stuff that's been out on social media for the better part of the week, right, is accurate. He got it because he was either, you know, buying a hat or taking, you know, selfies with some guy without a mask, whatever.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's just operate under the premise that he didn't know he had it Friday night. And then Stephon Gilmore is out to dinner with him. Stephon Gilmore has no idea that Cam Newton has it. I mean, that's a little bit different to me. I mean, if you're saying that
sure
they okay. can't, but like and, two guys can't go to dinner.
Well, the team asks you not to. I mean, from what I've heard,
that's tough.
Where they eat there at Gillette, they're 10 feet apart and they can't even sit together. So,
right, Paul, when they went out to dinner, were they within 6 feet of each other and no masks?
I mean,
yeah, my guess is they were at the same table. Yeah, if they were out to dinner.
So
that's a little. I don't know. I think it's a little much.
It doesn't make them bad people. I mean, I don't mean to demonize. I mean, it's just, you know, if you want to get through this, you got to be exceedingly careful. And if they're just less than exceedingly careful, then I think that's just, you know, you got to suffer the consequences, whatever they are. I know if it were the opponent, that's what we'd be saying. If this were
the one thing that I would say, and I heard a lot of this, we got a lot of this on our pregame show on Patriots Unfiltered when we were doing our pregame social Monday night. The league should cancel this game because Cam Newton's out. Like, in other words, because of the caliber of player, the game shouldn't be played. That's crap.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That has nothing to do with the equation, and the league would not have canceled that game if Patrick Mahomes was the one that was out and Cam Newton was fine. There's nothing that anybody will say to convince me that they would have said it differently. This whole complex that Patriots fans have about the league being out to get them is just ridiculous.
Okay, so Paul, I was just going to ask you then. You said your argument is based on the inability to practice. So if it were Jake Bailey, you'd feel the same way?
Yeah, you got to get a punter to replace him.
So if it were Jake Bailey though and they couldn't practice, you wouldn't want them to play the game.
Oh no.
Difference? In other words, it's easy to say when it's Cam Newton and you can't practice, and how can the team prepare? What if it's Jake Bailey who's preventing them from practicing? Do you feel the same way that they shouldn't play the game on Sunday?
Yes, if you can't practice.
Okay. Well, at least you're consistent. That's why I asked.
No, that's what I'm saying. It has nothing to do with the caliber of player. Yeah. I'm totally with you guys on that. I mean, I mean, it could be even if it was just the practice squad guy and they had to close down the facility. Because Bill Murray was sick. If you can't practice, you're not prepared. Last week. They were prepared for the game. I think that they should have exercised some caution in terms of asking, you know, people to travel so quickly, especially after they just saw what happened in Tennessee. It was virtually the same thing. It was a Friday positive. They tested negative the next couple of days. They said, okay, we're all right. Let's travel. And then they travel, they come back, and now there's like 11 or 12 players that are positive.
So, Paul, I know you're a little more fair-minded than most, even though you are sunshine.com. My problem is with the guy that, you know, it's unfair that they made the Patriots play and he was just going out to dinner. And what is he supposed to do? Where if that were Pat Mahomes, I know what I'd be hearing from the Patriots fan. And that is,
if you're asking what Patriots fans would say for the most, and I'm not saying all of them, but that's the loud cry that you would hear was, well, they should have it buttoned down. They should know better.
Exactly.
No question. We heard a lot of that Monday night in the pregame. If this was Mahomes, the league would cancel the game. No, they wouldn't.
No shot. And you would want them to play. Screw the safety of anyone involved. You say, well, those are the breaks. They agreed to the protocols. He's the one that got the virus. Tough. They should be more careful out there if they want to, have
their...
It
would be a punchline.
Oh, my God.
It would be a punchline.
But now that it's you, it's like, oh, my God, it's not safe. It's not fair. The league's out to get us. Come on. I have a problem with that. I do. So I promise you're all lined up. We'll get to your calls with Paul Perillo after Big Jim Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
By and large, we don't remember the last segment.
Felger and Mazz.
I mean, I don't remember what I said last segment. I don't remember what I said 60 seconds ago.
Felger and Mazz.
You don't remember who we are or what we said last week.
Yeah, but Felger, I'm the highlight of your show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Calls here with Paul Perillo of Patriots.com. How about the actual team? Max in the truck. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I think the Patriots, if they do play on Sunday, they have to start Jared Stidham. I think Brian Hoyer absolutely blows. Jared Stidham's not that much better, but I think he's got better upside. And from what on Monday night from Brian Hoyer, he, sat in the pocket, got sacked. I mean, he's just... How many years has he played in the NFL and he still doesn't get it? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Paul, if they play on Sunday, who gets to start?
Yeah, I mean, I have a hard time arguing with anything he just said. I would play Stidham, and there's a couple of reasons. The first of which is I think that he's actually a closer representative of what Cam Newton was doing. I don't think you're going to run Jared Stidham on design runs the way Cam would, but I think you can run zone reads. And I think you can ask him to make those kinds of decisions, and you can ask him to run the ball if the defense is going to give it to you. The reason to play Hoyer would be that, quote unquote, he's safer. Well, that didn't work out all that well the other night.
Worked out so poorly.
So if you're going to go, if you're going to go into the game and saying, look, both of these guys are going to make mistakes. And by the way, Jared Stidham did not play well Monday night. I just look at Jared Stidham's mistakes as being a little bit more understandable, given the fact that he's been the practice squad guy all year. He's the third stringer, and he's, just a little over a year into his career. I expected some raw, moments from Jared Stidham. I didn't expect, holding the ball, losing track of timeouts, and putting the team in harm's way that I saw from Brian Hoyer. So if you're going to get mistakes either way, I'll take the upside. However, I think if it comes to that, I think they're going to play Hoyer again.
So you would play Stidham, but you get the sense, or you think Bill goes back to Hoyer.
That is not something I've been told, by the way. I have not. No one's been able to give me any information on that. But I just get the sense that they feel like this is going to be a run the ball game. They'll rely on the defense, and they feel like it's probably more of an aberration that Hoyer turned the ball over the way he did. And I think they'll go with quote unquote the safer approach. And I also, I don't mean to harp on the practice thing. But I felt like they would have a whole week to get Jared Stidham ready at practice, and now that's out the window. So if they have to play the game, I would say that they'll probably go with Hoyer, but I would go with Stidham.
Okay, we've got Chris in the car. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, Paul, welcome. I love you. You're a great great person on Sunshine. But I called because I was the original person that said just plow through because I love football and I wanted them to play Sunday, whatever. That's fine. Monday night was great and plow through. But I'm changing my mind now because of Dr. Sachs's interview yesterday because it is 14. Technically, it should be 14 days before they really know. And my other question is, with what Maz and Murray and Felger brought up, because it was Murray's idea, should Gilmore have been on that plane? And on that, and I think about that now, because,
Well, so, these guys are saying, it's a fair point, that not that going out to dinner is a high crime, but it does go outside of the team's protocols. The team, when they're eating at Gillette, are 10 feet apart, and you're not eating together. So that's how they want you doing it. Obviously, they think that's the safest way. So on Friday night, I doubt Newton and Gilmore were doing that. Why go out to eat with someone just to sit 10 feet apart? So they're obviously together. So they're breaking some form of protocol there. Did the Patriots know about it when they put Gilmore on that plane on Monday? They would have had to if Schefter knew.
I can't imagine they didn't.
And so I think that's sort of a fair second guess.
Totally. Like, to me, this is the one thing you look at and you say, so wait a minute. You knew he was with Newton, who tested positive, whether Gilmore knew it or not at the time. And then you put him on a plane with other people and on a bus, potentially. Like, I don't know, I'm assuming he was on those buses, too, and they didn't have him riding in an Uber or something. Who the hell knows?
It's just as simple as that. If Schefter knew, the team know.
Yes.
Knows. So it begs the question, Paul, what do you know?
Yeah, we talked about this Monday night.
Yeah, did we lose this connection? Did the Zoom go out there?
We talked about this Monday night. No, I do think it's a fair second guess, and I did think it was interesting. You know, that was probably the most evasive Bill was answering the questions this morning. Was that question about the dinner? And I don't have the answer to it. And certainly, if they knew about it, and they maybe they didn't tell the league about it, or that they didn't have all the information, I would think that that's something that the league is going to want to have an answer to as well. But I don't have the information there. I don't know what they knew and when.
Oh, they knew about the dinner. Please, the way Belichick.
It's understandable.
Paul, I'm not dumping on you. I understand. Plus, you've been in a tough spot. So the way Belichick answered it. Oh my God, he wouldn't go anywhere near it. He just totally deflected the question. And the question was, did you know about the dinner? Well, medical protocols. What? No. Did you know about the dinner? I'm not asking about the medical protocols. They knew. Of course they knew. And they said, we're going to bring him anyway. That's what they said. Which, again, you can argue that they might have been right to do that, I suppose.
Or within the rules.
Right. Because, within the rules. And
he
also.
Tested positive.
Right. And also. Right. If
he tested negative.
Tested negative. And I think they rolled the dice a little bit. And I think that was the whole league. I think that was the mentality. It's like they tested 2 days. They're all negative. Let's see. Maybe we dodged a bullet here. Let's go.
Well, you know what? In this regard, now that we're talking it out. The whole league is going up to the line.
Yes, no question.
The whole thing is one big roll of the dice.
The whole thing is a push. They're pushing it up against the boundaries of what's really safe and what they should be doing it. So the Patriots followed the rule to the letter. Stephon Gilmore's tests came back negative. So the league allowed you to fly those players out, and so they did. So they were just following the rules, doing business as business was being done. And the way business is being done in the league is that they're pushing it.
Okay, but here's the question then. Let's say that they knew about the dinner. He passed the test, but they put him on the plane, and now they have an outbreak in 2 days. Let's say that they have what Tennessee had because Gilmore was on the plane or Gilmore was on the bus.
Yep, yep.
Do they get the same penalties?
That's going to be the identifiable piece, though. If that happens, Tony, I think that's what the NFL will go back and look at. They'll retrace the steps and find out where it started, how and who knew and when.
Wow. So
absolutely.
The curious thing about Schefter knowing that, how did he know it? Did he hear it from a busboy in the seaport, or did he hear it because the league heard it and the league's already on it?
Or someone in the Patriots told him.
Well, why would the Patriots?
Would the Patriots do that?
Yeah, implicate themselves.
Because maybe they didn't understand the ramifications of it at the time.
I mean, Schefter's tight with the team. I mean, don't get me wrong. He gets a ton of stuff out of Foxborough.
Yeah, Gilmore was with him on Friday night. He tested negative. He's going to play, though. And then all of a sudden, now there's an outbreak that comes from Gilmore being on the plane or on the bus. So, and I'll tell you, listen to the caller. When the caller says, the 14-day, I'm anti-14-day. You can't wait 2 weeks. That's too long. It's too long. You can't hold it,
Yeah.
So I'm okay. And given what we know now from the interview we did yesterday, what we believe, I shouldn't say what we know, what we believe, that you probably can't transfer it on the field. The planes are safer than we think. So maybe it's more about the bus than the planes.
Or the locker rooms.
Right. So, okay, I'm willing to give some latitude on that one. Like, you know, to me, plow ahead. Yeah. Now, Gilmore on the plane and the bus is a different thing, though.
Yeah, out of all the things that have been bad that have happened over the last 2 weeks, I would say the one glaring positive to come out of this is the fact that nobody in Minnesota has it.
Right.
You know, with all of the, you know, I mean, evidently it was just rampant within the Titans organization. And they went out and they played a game and no one has tested positive yet in Minnesota. So to illustrate your point, Tony, you know, maybe that's not as dangerous as we thought it would be.
Okay, back to your phones. Long commercial-free segment is next.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You can listen to Felger and Maz on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There was a report, I believe, from Adam Schefter who said that Stefon had dinner with Cam Newton on Friday night. Was the team aware of that before the trip to KC?
Yeah, again, all the information and everything that involved in testing and, you know, contact and everything else. You know, all the information that we had, we processed through, again, medical people on our end, medical people in the league, and followed the protocols. I feel like we did everything that we could control. I think we did everything properly with the extra planes, the extra buses, the same-day travel, et cetera, et cetera. There's, you know, multiple things we could list there. So in terms of a lot of individual specific questions, I'd say all those get thrown into the, you know, general medical field.
So the answer is yes.
That's what I think.
So the answer is yes.
That's what I think.
I mean, again, it got lost in that word salad there. But was the team aware of the dinner before the trip to Kansas City? That was the question. He could easily just said no.
Right. He very easily could have said no. That's why, to me, whenever you want to deflect or hide something, you start rambling and you don't answer the question. Because the answer is the one you don't want to give.
He's just saying all the information and everything involving testing and contact and everything else, all that information we had was processed through medical people on our end, medical people in the league, and followed the protocols. I feel like we did everything we could, everything we could control. I think we did everything properly with the extra plane, the extra buses, the same-day travel, et cetera, et cetera. There's multiple things we could list there. In terms of a lot of individual specific questions, I'd say all those get thrown into the general medical field.
You know, that beginning, again, we followed the protocols. Like, to me, I go back to, it was Kansas City. Put him on the plane. Put him on the plane. We need this guy. Even if it's just Watkins, and I say Watkins because I think he's really like the third or fourth option in that offense, even though he's a pretty good player. You know, we need him. The whole defense is predicated on our secondary being able to cover. He's the defensive player of the year.
Okay, so the Pats pushed it. The whole league is pushing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, do you blame him on one level?
No, I don't. But again, I don't want to hear them complaining about the league putting him in a tough spot.
This is my issue. I don't want to hear the belly aching on the backside of it. I don't want to hear the belly aching. Because if your opponent was in the exact same spot, I know what you would be saying. And you'd be right to say it. Those are the breaks. We all agreed to these parameters. You ran into it. Maybe it was bad luck. Maybe it was malfeasance. Maybe it was, you know, you just let your guard down. Whatever the case is, you landed in that spot. We agreed to push forward every game we possibly could. We've all agreed to the parameters. So see you Monday at 7. That's what you'd be saying.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, Bill says, well, the health of the players is the most important thing because otherwise you don't have a team. Well, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. If that's true, then why would you risk putting Gilmore on the plane? So, like, I just, now again, I don't know this. I'm just telling you what I think. They're going up against Kansas City, best passing attack in football. They have the defensive player of the year in the secondary. They find out on Friday night or Saturday morning that he was with Newton, and Newton's tested positive twice. Friday morning and Saturday morning is a confirmation. So they know he's had close contact, and they put him on the plane anyway. Because why? Well, we just followed protocols. His tests were negative. So, you know, now, was there a loophole for them to jump through? Yes, and yes. We all know. And again, I'm not accusing them of, like, committing a crime. But if there's a loophole there, Bill will find it.
Okay, Paul, what do you think happens this week? If you had to guess, does the game get played? How does it look? Who's the quarterback? What happens?
Yeah, it's funny one. We did a TV show today about a game that we don't know when or if it's going to be played. We don't know who's going to play quarterback really for either side. And we don't really know a whole lot about the Broncos anyway because they're so young. There's so many new guys there. My guess is the game is going to get played because I think the NFL really wants to get these. And I think the owners really want to get these games played too. I think that's part of it. I would.
Can I stop you for a minute?
Push it back to Monday. Okay. Is what I think is going to happen.
Oh, so you think they're going to push this game back to Monday?
Yeah.
To give the Patriots a practice day?
Yeah. Like I said, I think if you could practice Friday and Saturday and then play the game on Monday, I think, you know, that's a reasonable ask.
Okay. Why are the owners so set on getting the schedule in as it is now versus weeks 18 and 19 and just adding those two extra weeks?
Oh, no, I think that they'd be okay with the week 18 kind of thing and adding games at the end. But I feel like they want to reserve those for, you know, situations like Tennessee. Like, okay, we have, you know, double digit guys testing positive. We can't play this week. That's a game we have to move. They probably look at a game like this and say, "Really? Is it just Newton and,
right,
you know, is it just Gilmore, just Newton? You know, we could play this game, you know." And I think that they look at the, you know, the ratings and the networks and whatnot. And I think they want to make sure they get these games in to make sure they keep those contracts in the league. You know, we know the league has, you know, money at the heart of all of their interests. You know, I'm not saying they're wrong for that. You know, they're trying to make as much money as they can. Doesn't make them bad guys, but I do think that they're sort of pushing the envelope a little bit here.
Paul, do you think there's any pressure to get them in now ahead of the election because they don't want to feel the wrath of Trump and his Twitter fingers?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't even thought of that, Jim. But
I mean, yeah, if they cancel,
I take nothing off the table.
If they cancel multiple games, he's going to be all over it.
Yeah, and you do wonder, do you want to start piling the games up, you know, later in the year? I think that they just, I think the bigger issue here is if they feel like they're close, and I think that any reasonable person would say it's not a no brainer this week, right? There's a couple of positives. You could play, right? You know, if you continue to test negative, that's the key.
Yeah.
We'll see what the testing was like today. You know, we'll find out tomorrow and, you know, and then tomorrow going into Saturday, if they have no other positives, I think they'll play.
Okay. Sunday or Monday. And Brian Hoyer is the quarterback, not who you would pick, but who you think the team will pick.
Well, who do you guys think will play quarterback?
Hoyer.
Ugh.
Yeah. See, I think so too. And to be honest with you, Denver is so young and, you know, banged up. They have so many guys out. I just look at them. The defense is going to force turnovers. They're going to win this game regardless of who plays.
Like so many other games throughout the years here.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, they could put Perillo at quarterback and win that game, for crying out loud.
Crafty lefty back there. Yeah.
I'm scrappy.
Yeah. I would not run the read option. I would not send him around the end.
No.
Oh, God, please. No. You couldn't run the read option. Don't kid yourself.
Paul, thank
you.
No. Freaking
nothing but seam routes down the middle. I'll get the tight ends killed.
Like, you try to run the read option with a beanbag in the backfield?
Thanks, as always, Paul. We appreciate it.
Not good. Okay. Not good, Bob.
We'll see you next week. Paul Perillo here at Patriots.com. A final hour of your phone calls. The issue of the Patriots. The Patriots reportedly are irritated with the way the league has handled COVID-19. They feel it's been unfair for them. Do you agree? Do you agree that the Patriots have been treated unfairly through this whole thing? If they're forced to play Sunday or Monday with limited or no practice, is that unfair? Should they not be made to do that? Should they not have been made to go to Kansas City to play? So do you believe that? Who should play if they do play? We also hit on Tuukka Rask earlier. He has told the Boston Herald that he does not want to leave the Bruins. What he really said is that I don't want to move. Which, again, the more that I think about it, I think the guy just doesn't want to pack up and move. Even though, as was pointed out to me, I could recommend a mover to you. They treat you pretty well. DN Van Lines, the official mover of Felger, Tuca, could take care of you. They'd be discreet about it, that's for sure. I just think he doesn't want to move because he's comfortable. But he says he wants to play in Boston, finish his career. He wants to play a couple more years, he said, in Boston. Yikes. He's got a year left on his contract. Now he wants more? The guy can't finish the playoffs, and now he's looking at an extension? Please. Murray and I think it's time, beyond time, for Tuukka Rask for them to move him. The NHL season, offseason, the league year begins next, tomorrow. Begins tomorrow. So there's supposed to be a lot of movement in the league this year. So that's on the table, too. We'll take your calls on all of it right after Murray's 90-second update, no commercial.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.